We're up to Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. We know that we want to constantly enhance our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only do we want to proactively move closer to God, because we cherish this relationship, we want to be very careful not to trip over and violate, even inadvertently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guidelines, his halachos, his isurim, which are there to guide us and to help us come close to him. So therefore, Chazal instituted on multiple occasions, gedarim, gezeros, siagim, all of these Hebrew words, which means rabbinic enactments, to keep us from violating the halacha. So here's an example. The Mishnah says, lo yikov adam, a person should not punch a hole in shvoferes shel beitza, in an eggshell, via malena shemen, and you're going to fill it up with oil, like a science project, via tenena al pi haner, and stick that right on top of a lamp, bishvil shetehe menatefes. So you have an oil lamp that only holds, let's say, 10 ounces of oil, but you want it to burn overnight in your house in antiquity. So what do? You're going to have a storage tank. What would you use for a storage tank? You would take an eggshell, fill it with oil, and put a pinhole in it so that the oil drips in slowly so that you have light burning in your lamp all Shabbos. The Gemara says, don't do that. Why? Because we are concerned that by setting up that type of thing, the shoferis, since it's not connected to the kli, maybe you're going to take some of the oil, which is designated, and you're going to be, in a sense, some level extinguishing because it's been designated to be fuel for the fire. So we say, keep it away, don't do that, and afilu yishal cheres, even if this little extra tank is made out of cheres and it's gross and you're not going to stick your fingers into it, we shouldn't do that. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. Why? Because he thinks you're not worried. There's always this push-pull. How much concern do we have for people violating this law? Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, we don't think that anybody's going to stick their finger in and take oil out of an eggshell, which is on top of a lamp. Avalim chibra hayotzer mitchila mutter. But if you actually connected it to your lamp, then it's mutter mipnei shehu kli echad, because it is one vessel, and nobody in their right mind is going to actually take oil from a lit lamp on Shabbos. Everybody knows that that's prohibited. The only concern was in the case of the eggshell, where somebody might think, yeah, it's not really connected, but no, it's considered to be fuel for the fire, and therefore taking out of there is a problem. Lo yimale adam es haka'ara shemen v'yitinena b'sara ner v'yitin rosh ha'psila b'socha b'shvil she'tei shoheves. Same kind of thing. You have a lamp. Imagine that Aladdin copper-looking lamp with a spout on one side, and then the back end holds your oil, but it doesn't hold that much. So you're going to put a bowl next to it, and then you're going to put a wick that's going to go dip one end in your bowl and travel on the other end into the lamp. So it'll be your connector, and that will draw the oil in. So the Chachamim say, no go, because we're worried you're going to scoop out some oil from your bowl. Rabbi Yehuda Mata, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not a problem, we're not gozer. Next Mishnah. Mishnah Hey. This is where a person, sometimes it happens, a person could do a malacha, but it'll have unintended consequences, or the purpose of your malacha is not for the original intention of why it was asur in the Mishkan. Hamachaba es haner, somebody who extinguishes a light. So what was the light in those days? A ner? It was an Aladdin lamp with oil and a wick. When you extinguish that wick, I remember my father used to do this growing up on Erev Shabbos, he used to light the candles in the dining room to prepare them for my mother. He would light them and then extinguish them so that when she would go light them again, this minig, some people have this, it's quoted in Nachronim, it would be much easier to light. So when you extinguish a light, you actually are creating a little bit of charcoal on the top of it so that the next time it's easier to light. So the malacha of mechabe is actually the malacha of making that into charcoal. So if somebody intends on extinguishing a fire for the purpose of making it into charcoal, that's an isur d'oraisa, full malacha d'oraisa of mechabe. But what if you're mechabe saner b'bnei shu misyar b'bnei goyim? You only extinguish it not because you want to relight it later with this smooth wick that has charcoal on it. No, it's because there are Gentiles who you're worried about. B'bnei listim, gangsters, b'bnei ruach ra, because of some depressing state, unfortunately, that is being caused by the light being on. V'im b'cholach b'shvil achola sheishan, or for a chola, a sick person, so that he can sleep, says the Gemara, potter. This person is potter. Why? Because this is an example of extinguishing something not for the same purpose that it was in the Mishnah. In the Mishkan. The Mishnah goes on and says, let's say it's not such an urgent need. Kachas al haner, kachas al hashem, and kachas al hapsila. Let's say you extinguish it because you want to keep the ner for later. You want to have more oil later. You don't need it anymore. You don't want the psila to go away. The Mishnah says, chayav. You are chayav. So what's the difference between this case and the first case? So we can suggest the following. The Gemara explains that both cases you have an ulterior motive, but in the first case, there is an element of sakana. So that's why it's mutter, because the gangsters or the depression is so dangerous, or the chola is a deathly ill patient. That's why it's pater, because there's an absolute sakana. But in the second case where there's no sakana, just because you do it for an ulterior purpose than it was in the Mishkan, this is chayav. This is what we call a malacha. You know you're doing the malacha, you acknowledge it, but ein tzricha legufa. It's not for the purpose that you want. It's just because you're trying to avert, either we can say you're trying to avert a worse situation. You don't want the oil to burn out all the fuel. You don't want to burn out your wick totally. You don't want the chola to die. So in the first case, it's a sakana. Everybody agrees you're pater. But in the second case, it's for an unintended consequence, for the unintended purpose. You're just trying to stop something from getting worse. You're trying to do it for a different purpose than it was in the Mishkan. You're not trying to make the coals. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you are chayav. And that is the purpose, that is the opinion of the first Mishnah. But Rabbi Yosef poter bekulon. Rabbi Yossi says all of them are pater. Why? Because he holds like Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon says any malacha which you do, and the purpose of that malacha is not the way it was in the Mishkan, / to just get rid of something that's bothering you. So for example, if I'm looking out the window, and there's a beautiful picture window in the front of my home, I haven't left the house in days, and I want to just look outside, and there's a tree branch blocking my view. So I stick my head out the door, I rip off the tree branch. That could be, if I wanted to collect that wood for firewood, a violation of the Malacha Doraisa of Kotzer, of harvesting wood for the purpose of a fire. But I didn't do it for that. That's the way it was done in the Mishkan. I didn't do it to collect wood, I did it to get rid of the eyesore that was blocking my window. It was bothering me. So for that, Rabbi Yehuda says, you did Mkotzer, you knew you were taking the branch off, you knew that was going to be what was going to happen, you are Chayav. Rabbi Yossi, who agrees with Rabbi Shimon, says, no, I'm not Chayav. It might be an Issa Drabanan, which is how, unlike the Raman, that's how most people paskin, it's an Issa Drabanan, but it's called a Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa, a Malacha which is not being done for its purpose, and therefore it is Pater. Says Rabbi Yudah, Chutz Min HaPsila, except for if you want to salvage the wick, Mipnei Shehu Osepecha, because that's the actual Malacha of creating a wick with charcoal on the top of it. This is a principle that goes through Masechah Shabbos, the Malacha She'ein Tzricha Lagufa, Malacha, which you know you're doing, but not for the purpose of that creative, positive act like it was in the Mishkan. So that is a machlokas, and we paskin that you are not chayav midaraisa.